February 10, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Is your imagination of God starved? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? Isaiah 40:26. The people of God in Isaiah's day had starved their imaginations by looking on the face of idols, and Isaiah made them look up at the heavens. That is, he made them begin to use their imagination aright. Nature to a saint is sacramental. If we are children of God, we have a tremendous treasure in nature. In every wind that blows, in every night and day of the year, in every sign of the sky, in every blossoming, and in every withering of the earth, there is a real coming of God to us if we will simply use our starved imagination to realize it. The test of spiritual concentration is bringing the imagination into captivity. Is your imagination looking on the face of an idol? Is the idol yourself, your work, your conception of what a worker should be, your experience of salvation and sanctification? Then your imagination of God is starved, and when you are up against difficulties, you have no power. You can only endure in darkness. If your imagination is starved, do not look back to your own experience. It is God whom you need. Go right out of yourself, away from the face of your idols, away from everything that has been starving your imagination. Rouse yourself, take the jibe that Isaiah gave the people, and deliberately turn your imagination to God. One of the reasons of stultification in prayer is that there is no imagination, no power of putting ourselves deliberately before God. We have to learn how to be broken bread and poured out wine on the line of intercession more than on the line of personal contact. Imagination is the power God gives us, and he gives a saint to posit himself out of himself into relationships he never was in. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is so easy in the Christian life to be derailed or sidetracked from a real close relationship with God by the things that we do for God. Our human tendency is to want to please others in relationship, including God. So we imagine or try to think of what we should do to please God, and then we do it. But the real imagination about God is not about anything we do. Imagination is simply the abandon of self to let the Spirit of God reveal to you what God is really doing. As Oswald said here, sometimes it's a withering, and sometimes it's a blessing, and sometimes it's a spring day. But the real issue is, how do we see everything that comes from God? Enlighten your imagination. Put down your focus on anything good, better, or almost the best, and let it be focused on the best. Imagine God in every circumstance of your life. Imagine God has not only allowed the circumstance, but has actually brought it to you on purpose, and look for what he is trying to do in that circumstance. Imagine what could happen if we see God in everything we do.